Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
With all the self-help books and little guides that are available for managing stress in our daily lives, it's no wonder that a lot of people feel as though they know what their triggers are, they know what's going on, they know what's happening in their life and what's causing them some distress. Mm-hmm. But now what?
That's right. I'm glad you started with self-help books.
Yeah.
Because it's not that they bother me, but it's like...
They bother you.
They bother me.
Yeah.
And it's true. There's a well-known, never, I don't mean it in a critical way, there's a well-known therapy, mm-hmm. cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
And the first step is know your triggers. It's treatment for depression right. and anxiety and other problems that we encounter. And the first step is know what your triggers are. Know what will trigger mm-hmm. and then avoid the triggers.
Right.
Okay. It's good advice, but it may not be sufficient advice.
Right.
Okay. It's absolutely essential to know your triggers. We could give many examples.
Right.
You know, when the door of the airplane closes.
Mm-hmm.
And people who have claustrophobia struggle mm-hmm. through that. You know, mm-hmm. what is the trigger? So the emotional triggers are like the triggers for asthma or
right.
any physical illness. What's causing the problem? And
right.
if you prevent, avoid the trigger. That's the word
right.
I'm looking for. Thank you.
Yeah.
Avoid the trigger. I've
yeah.
searched all over the looked all over the table for avoid and couldn't find it. Yes, if you avoid the trigger, then you prevent the problem.
Right. And I think that what has happened is because there's so many self-help books and so many television programs and everything mm-hmm. that talk about these strategies, a lot of people have sort of become somewhat saturated
right.
with it. And so it's, you know, one of the first things we hear, oh, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do that. I can't do this. But one of the great questions is, okay, I mean, I know what my emotional triggers are. I know what all that is. But, you know, there's some that I can avoid and some that I can't avoid.
That's right.
So now what do I do?
That's right. Because what if you can't avoid them?
Right.
You know, I worked with a fellow one time who had an elevator. He had a little bit claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally, not every time, but occasionally he would have trouble when he got in the elevator to
right.
go up to his office. Well, he had to go to his office.
Right.
He also had to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the, occasionally would have these problems. And so it wasn't sufficient to say to him, just avoid elevators
right.
because his job required that he take an elevator
right.
or that he walk up multiple flights of stairs and arrive red and sweaty and out of breath.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't practical. He
right.
he had to get on the elevator. And so it was possible to prevent and avoid some. But I love the title, I Already Know My Emotional Triggers, Now What? Because it's a call to action.
Right.
And that's what you and I have been talking about now for many months,
right.
is now what do you do? What
right.
action steps are you going to take? Because
right.
it's not enough just to avoid, because it's not always possible.
Right.
But in addition to that, what should we be doing?
Right.
Where should we be putting our effort?
Right. Mm-hmm. And we're referring to an article from Psychology Today. The link is in the show notes.
Right.
And I think while the title is great, I think the subtitle really encapsulates it for me, and that is the frustrating gap between insights and change.
That's right.
And it's for those of you who listen to the podcast regularly, you know, that gap is filled by things that are pretty consistent with what we usually talk about.
That's right. Right. Because many of these therapies stop short of that action step.
Right.
Okay. But that's what people are looking for. How
mm-hmm.
what do I have to do now to feel better?
Right.
And frequently we do have that gap
mm-hmm.
between knowing about, you know, you can Google it now. Dr. Google,
mm-hmm.
right, people call
yeah.
it. Now. I'd look up Dr. Google. First time I heard that, it threw me off because, oh, that's just like the company.
I wonder if he has anything to do with that.
You know, I looked up Dr. Google and I thought, oh, I get it, you little trickster. And so you can inform yourself about these things.
Yeah.
Taking the action steps,
right.
taking that next step is what I think what people are looking for. You know,
right.
how do I get better?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And not surprisingly, those action steps, or at least the initial action steps, are the core four that we usually talk about.
That's right.
You know, dealing with your overall health, your physical health and your emotional health. Your physical health and your emotional health go hand in hand. You know, I read something not too long ago, and they were talking about the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. And the author made an interesting point that the mind and body are the same thing.
Right.
You know, when you're addressing one, you're going to address the other.
Right.
When you're harming one, you're going to harm the other. And we kind of imagine it as being these two separate things, mm-hmm. but they're not really that independent.
For hundreds of years, thousands of years, because actually Plato and Aristotle talked about the duality of mind and body. Mm-hmm. We've been discussing this thing for over 2,000 years. I think the discussion's over now, because now we know that mind and body are the same.
Right.
Okay. We know that the brain is doing things that we used to think the mind did, but right. now we know it's a single entity. And you can't be emotionally healthy mm-hmm. if you're not physically healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stress that. Right. I don't know how to emphasize that enough. When we talk about things like CBT, the other day in one of our podcasts, we talked about you take medication so that you can continue, mm-hmm. because you think you can continue your dysfunctional lifestyle.
Right.
You can continue drinking sodas, eating sugar, eating processed right. foods, which we know creates inflammation, which we know makes you physically ill. And then you take medication, mm-hmm. okay? Or you're in a dysfunctional relationship.
Right.
I want to stay in this dysfunctional relationship, continue to get tortured, but I'll take medication
right.
to make it through. Or
right.
or I hate my job, mm-hmm. but I'll take Xanax so I can get through the workday,
right.
okay?
Right.
That's not how you should be doing this. You
right.
shouldn't be taking medication to manage a life problem,
right.
okay? And it's the same thing with this.
Right.
You shouldn't be doing little trick therapies to manage your life problem.
Right.
You should be dealing with your physical, start by dealing with your physical health.
Right.
Okay. And that's those four things that we talk over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah. So of course those core four are your diet, exercising, good sleep habits and stress mm-hmm. management. You know, thinking about your example of the person who has a little bit of claustrophobia, but has to, you know, For his job, he has to fly periodically. Right. He has to, you know, take the mm-hmm. elevator up to his office. You know, with CBT, the goal is to avoid those things.
Right.
Okay, so instead of flying to, you know, California, you add 3 days
three
to
days.
Your trip so that
right.
you can drive there and drive back. Or you if you otherwise love your job but you can't do that part, CBT may encourage you to stop injury, to again add these three days or something,
right.
or you know, do things that's going to allow you to find ways to avoid or deal with this with the stress in a sort of an indirect way.
Right.
And you want to be able to address things directly. You want to be able to address the core problem.
How many times have you had a patient come in and say, yeah, I know all this stuff. I know about deep breathing and I know about that. And I know none of that works.
You right.
know, I'm still worried, you know.
Right.
And more and more people are coming and saying that. And you can tell somebody has walked them through this CBT approach.
Mm-hmm.
And again, no criticism, CBT.
Right.
But somebody has been through it and say, I can't just change my mind.
Right.
I can't just get rid of my feelings for my girlfriend who
right.
broke up with me. They're not going away.
Right.
You know? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
I've been through all those things.
Yeah.
And I'm still not getting better. You know? And that's why we're moving in a bit of a different direction here.
Right.
And we're saying, if you're feeling these things, here's some other options.
Right.
Action steps that you can take
yeah.
that are going to make you feel better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you start by, you know, taking care of your physical body.
That's right.
Because when you're taking care of your physical body, when you're putting, you know, good food in, when you're exercising and when you're getting good sleep, that reduces stress. When you're doing other stress management strategies, you know, I'm always skeptical and I often find myself taking a deep sigh when somebody says, yeah, I've tried deep breathing, that doesn't work. I've tried meditation, that doesn't work. Because my first thought is, okay, well, the likelihood is you did it wrong, or you're not doing what you need to be doing, right. Because those there's enough evidence that demonstrates that they are effective, right. to support the idea that if it didn't work for you, you probably weren't doing it the right way.
Right. You know, I have a friend, beautiful woman. Well, she's a beautiful woman. She now is complaining about having social anxiety. Mm-hmm. She has social anxiety because she's gained a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. It's the only difference in her life. She's embarrassed to go anywhere because she's gained weight because of the way she eats. And she's saying, well, I have social anxiety. Well, am I going to give her little right. strategies to use for her social anxiety?
Or encourage her to go see a psychiatrist to get medication.
To get medication so she can handle it. You know, take a medication so that she can handle her anxiety. No, clearly, and it doesn't take, it's not because we're good friends, but it's clear that she has social anxiety because she's embarrassed about the way she looks.
Right.
So she doesn't want to go out of the house. She doesn't right. have agoraphobia. She doesn't have social anxiety.
Right.
She has a body image problem.
Right.
And the to make her healthy is right. to treat that problem. That's right. a nutrition problem. That's right. that's a food plan problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a mental illness.
And I think that what happens to a lot of people is when we see these emotional triggers and when we think about, you know, whether it's social anxiety or whatever, we tend to think, well, it's that. I don't have any control over that. So let me avoid the triggers, let me avoid this or avoid that because I don't have any control over that. When in actuality, you actually do have a lot of control over many of these things.
And, you do.
You know, you have to have the confidence in your ability to overcome some of those
right.
things and to be able to tackle those things head on. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, you know, we're not as helpless as we sometimes feel.
That's right. That's right. You do have control.
Right.
And just as we say, you know, best practices for almost every mental illness are a combination of drug and non-drug therapies.
Right.
Okay. Now, typically, people think of non-drug therapies as CBT or
right.
DBT or some
DT.
Packaged program of some type. Well, all we're saying is, it doesn't matter whether it's a drug treatment or non-drug treatment, don't use a treatment to cover up the real
right.
problem so that you can continue to live an unhealthy
right.
life. If you don't feel good physically, you're not going to feel good emotionally.
Right.
I mean, if you have people who have chronic headaches, people who have back pain, people who live in chronic pain, it takes an emotional toll.
Right.
And so you just can't be unhealthy and expect to feel okay.
Exactly.
You know, life is hard enough when you're feeling good.
Absolutely.
You know, these commercials where everybody's bouncing through and they feel good.
Yeah.
Nature, you know, we obviously always don't feel that way.
Right.
But we should, that should be our target. That should be our goal.
That should be our goal.
And we should be doing everything we can to get to that point where we just feel like getting up and getting out and going to do something.
Absolutely.
But you have to feel good. You have to be healthy to do that.
Right. So you got to address those four things. So.
Right.
That's all right.
We're going to keep hammering away at that, too. We're going to be a Johnny Fournote on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to keep harping at that.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to do those things.
Absolutely. Right. All right. Well, that is it for today. We're going to end before the lawnmowers
get
outside the
window. We have
the
lawn guys here today. And in Florida, this is all mechanized. And they have blowers, weed eaters, and mowers. And there's just no respite once they...
Once they land,
it's really loud out there. So
absolutely. So we're going to end before it starts to interfere too much. Right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.